Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today's story is about John Wapato, born in 1825 and was probably the area's earliest settler. He lived at the mouth of the Aniat River. The Aniat tribe lived there. In his early years, he helped his father run pack trains to Portland, Oregon. He became chief of the Aniats. Near the mouth of Navarre Coulee, he built a home, trading post, barns, and corrals, orchard tracts, and a mining claim. He had a large garden in which he raised many things, including potatoes. The Indian name for potatoes was Wapato. Thus, people started calling him Wapato John. He traded with other Indians, white settlers, trappers, with Chinese. He married Timish, an Aniat girl. Timish died, and John married Timish's sister. She and John had five children. On December 14, 1872, a great earthquake shattered Ribbon Cliff just south of John's place. It dammed the Columbia River and backed up waters which flooded the Wapato land. It was a frightening experience, but the Wapatos rebuilt and continued operating their trading post and ranch. About 1880, the Wapatos moved to the Manson District. Under the Moses Agreement, all Indians were allotted a section of land, and John's son Peter chose the peninsula now known as Wapato Point. John and Madeline chose land to the east of Peter's. He established a trading post that he and Madeline operated for many years. He built a church there. John was believed to be the earliest apple grower in the state of Washington, planting the first orchard in Manson with seeds he obtained at Fort Vancouver. Peter later planted a 35-acre orchard. When the lake level was raised from the building of the Chelan Dam in 1927, the rising water submerged their orchards. With the compensation they received for the loss of the orchards, they built a dance pavilion on Wapato Point and improved the racetrack and rodeo grounds that had been built earlier. Wapato John became blind at the age of 81, and he died at the age 86. His wife Madeline lived to be 98 years old, and until her death, she could see to thread her needle to do leather and beadwork. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.